Praise the Lord. I do have a gift for Brother Justin. You know, I used to say that anybody who'd get on one of those skateboards and do that with us was crazy. But I changed my mind.
You can take that as a compliment too, though.
I love you, brother. 9 years I've been here, and they've been here. I remember the day that you two walked into my office. It didn't take long for y'all were ready for some changes to happen. And because changes happened in your life, changes happened in your children's lives. But if changes don't happen in your life, changes won't happen in their life. And so you made changes, and he just went along with you. And today he's here loving God, serving God, can't wait to go to youth camp. Take that skateboard with you in youth camp. You could probably use it. They do a lot of moving around in there. You could skate around a few times or something. I have a sword in here for you. You know what a sword is?
Yes, sir.
You do? What is it?
Bible.
It's the Word of God. And so we have we always give the seniors a sword. I'm telling you, when you get out in high school, my grandmother gave me a concordance one time, and she wrote in there, she said, "I give you this that you might shut up all the gainsayers." Little did I know how true that would be, how many scriptures I'd have to look up to shut up the gainsayers. And so this is your gainsayer weapon right here, brother. We love you and appreciate you. I'm going to preach to you this morning. You going to help me?
Sure thing.
Okay, good. Take your seat. Let's give him a hand. Let's move this over here. Now, Brother Justin, we've tried this out, and you can't make any mistakes. We found that out. There's no mistakes that you can make because you can't erase it. Yeah, that's good right there. What I don't, you're good at graphics, right? I mean, you're going into graphic design and all that.
It takes time.
Okay, well, whatever that is. I want you to draw for me a heart. Now, I know the real heart doesn't look like, you know, the candy heart, but let's draw the candy heart, a nice big heart where everybody can see it. Nice big one. Wow. Ooh, I got the right guy. I'd give him a hand already. Wow, that's good. Now, you know, let's put a point in the center of the heart. Yeah, a little dot right in the center. Okay, that's good. Now, you ever shot a gun before? It has crosshairs on it, you know? Well, let's do the crosshair thing right through the heart. Ooh, he's going to do good. All right, now, keep that handy and have your seat. And I'm going to read a scripture. If you'll stand for the reading of the word. Amen. Thank you all for being here today. There will be something in this message for all of us, I promise you. But Brother Justin is going to help me to teach this lesson today. Matthew 13 and 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his where? In his heart. It was sown in his heart. It made it to his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. We know there's four of these types of grounds. We're just going to read the one. But my point is the seed in all cases went to the heart. Then reading a little further down, as Jesus ends this parable, he starts another one. And watch this, first verse of that parable, 13 and 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which soweth good seed in his field." So we understand from here, the heart is the field. A man's heart is his field. And this man will sow seeds in his own heart, in his own field. So I want to preach this morning about the sorts of hearts. The sorts of hearts. Lord, I'm thankful that you came and you died. You put your heart into this thing. It was your passion. Your heart came after it. You even said, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." You was consumed by doing the will of God. Help our hearts to be consumed, just like yours was, to do your will, that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God might be placed in our hearts and never leave us, never depart from it. The truth, once it's put in our heart, guide us today as we teach this lesson in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Sarts of hearts. This sermon today, we're going to talk to Justin mostly, but everyone's going to get something out of this sermon. And let me just say from the onset, this sermon is not directed to you that's already made your mistakes. I'm trying to help him. Okay? So if I step on your toes, don't say, well, I'm not talking to you. I am talking to him. And you get to listen and squirm and explain your way out or whatever you want to do. But I want to talk to Justin today. And I've heard many times when I preach a sermon, someone will say, I wish I would have heard that years ago. But many times, hearing is not it. Jesus said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. And many times, if you would have heard it, you still would not have received it. Even though you heard it, you would not have received it, as many did not. And so today I want to talk to Justin, and my heart's desire is that he not only hears it, but through the Spirit, he receives it into his heart. And it's not until people's hearts have been broken that their hearing gets better. What did you say? What did he say about it? It's not until the storm hits you get your policy out. When the guy was selling you the policy, but he covered, yeah, where do I sign? But when the storm hit, let me get my policy out. Check that out. And so it is with the Word of God. That, I hear it, I can do that, no problem. But when the storm hits, what did he say about what am I supposed to do? How am I going to handle this? So I want you to listen today from your heart and not just with your ears, Justin. And I'm asking everyone this morning to open up their heart to the Word of God. This is a very common parable, the parable of the sower. I have read this hundreds and hundreds of times and never seen what I'm going to teach you today. And as God enlightens me, I want to enlighten you. This is a very interesting parable. A lot of sermons have been preached from this. But there is one thing constant throughout this parable that you can always say is the same, and that is the seed is the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. And the Word of God is life. The Word of God is instructions. The Word of God gives directions. The Word of God gives wisdom. The Word of God gives life to everything it touches. For in it gives light to everything it touches. For in him is light and no darkness. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If God touches you, life comes in existence. Light turns on when God touches you. So the seed is the Word of God, but the variables inside of this parable are interesting because there are four types of soils that are mentioned in here, and it is termed the field. And there's a field. We just bought 8 acres here. It's a field. I can tell you in that 8 acres, there's more than one type of soil. There's some stones out there. There's some bricks. There's some gullies out there. There's some clay out there. There's all kinds of grasses out there. There's high spots. There's low spots. In that one field are all types of soil. The field many times is referred to as the world. The seed hit the man's heart. So what I see is your heart is the world. Your heart is the world. Nobody was born saved. Come on. Nobody was born with a clean heart. In sin did my mother conceive me. We were born sinners. And so a man grows up with a worldly, carnal heart. So your heart is the field in which the seeds are sown. And inside of you is this mental heart that we have, that we can understand the Word of God and understand things of this world. And there are four types of soils that are mentioned in this parable. And this parable, the seed, another thing that's consistent, the seed was good. In every parable that Jesus talked about, all the time the seed was good, because the Word of God is always good. Even a bad preacher, if he preaches the Word of God, preaches a good sermon. Jonah was a terrible preacher, but he preached the Word of God, and it was an effective sermon. And ultimately, in this sermon, the good seed must hit the good heart. It must be planted in the right place, or we're just wasting time, and I'm wasting my time. I told them in the prayer room in the back, I said, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you wasting my time. How do I waste your time? I waste your time if I don't study and pray and bring you something to eat. You waste my time when you don't come to listen, and you don't come to obey, and you don't come to absorb what's preached. You waste my time. I don't want to waste yours, and I don't want you wasting mine. So let's be effective when we plant the seed. So according to this second text that I read, the kingdom of heaven was likened to a man that sowed good seed in his own field. Did you catch that? He sowed good seed into his own field, into his own heart. And yet tares still grew up. An enemy, he said, hath done this. I want to read, let's read this parable, Matthew 13 and 3, and you get ready to write for me. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now that means he has seed. You can't sow seed. You're not the sower if you don't have seed. So he's the sower of seed. And in today's sermon, you, Justin, and everyone else here today is the sower of seed in your own heart. I'm telling you, the church is not enough to make you grow in God. You've got to read the Word of God and study it for yourself. You have to sow the seed in your own heart. What I sow in there may not be enough. It's not enough. You have to sow your own seed into your own heart. This man was the sower, and he had his own field. Be not deceived, the scripture says, God shall not be mocked. If you plant watermelon seeds, Justin, what do you reap? Watermelons, not cantaloupe or cucumbers or okra. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So if you sow good seed, right, in every parable it was good seed, you ought to reap a good harvest. So what I'm going to teach you is it's not the seed, it's the soil you plant it in. It's what you sow it into that counts. Matthew 13 and 4, and when he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. If you'll write up here, top left side, right wayside, in that little square. No, in the little square. I want you to write it in the heart. Wayside. We're going to talk about, you can be seated. I'll call you again in a minute. I want to talk about the four soils that's in your field. The four soils that's in every one of your heart. Every one of you is going to have all four soils. You're a field. So some fell. See, he's sowing. This guy's broadcasting. And he just throws it out there. And some fell by this wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. This condition of soil is a hard heart. It's a hard heart. Not willing to be softened by the raindrops of tears. Not willing to be broken by God's turning plow. Not willing to be dug up by the Word of God. Just preach to me good things, Pastor. Not willing. An unwilling heart. This wayside heart, part of a person's heart, is that hard heart. The wayside is the place where men walk. It is the place where the wagons would travel, and it was compacted. And if the seed hit that, the birds were like, oh, thank you, Jesus. That's easy. I don't even have to scratch to get it up. I don't even have to work to get it up. I can just fly by and snatch it, and it's gone. And so it doesn't last long. Things that hit that part of your heart that is hard, it doesn't last long. And it's gone. This is one sort of heart. And it's part of your heart. Every one of us can have this in our heart. Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places. Write for me on the right hand side. Stony. Stony. S-T-O-N-Y. Stony. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. Stony places. If you've ever seen stony places, you can look between the rocks. You'll see a little bit of dirt, and a little bit of tree will come up, and it'll sprout up, but it's not going anywhere. It looks good for a little while. It's got the germination going on, and its roots are just, you know, it's enjoying the little crevice that it's in, but it's not going anywhere. And we're not careful, you don't go anywhere. You're a good kid, and we've got good things, but you don't go anywhere. And that's what the devil wants. He wants you to go anywhere. He don't want you to be prosperous. He don't want you to have a testimony, say, this is where I was, and this is where I am today. He don't want you to wither away. He doesn't care if you sprout up, just wither away. And that'll be a better testimony that it doesn't work living for God if you just wither away. See, it doesn't work. This stony heart falls into the cracks and crevices where there's just enough earth to receive the word of God for a little while, and it sprouts up. One parable says that they received the word with gladness. Oh, this is for me. This is where I should have been a long time ago. Oh, this is the truth. Thank God. And before long, I don't feel like going anymore. I'm not interested anymore. Because the Bible says in one place in the parable, when tribulations come, when trials come, they wither away. And here it says in verse 6, and when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. Pretty colors, pretty vine, but if there's no roots, you can't withstand what life will deal you. And if you don't get rooted and anchored in God, I promise you, you can't handle what life. High school is pre-K to life. It's pre-K to life. Wait till you get out there. Lord, have mercy. It's like, don't mean nothing by this, Brother Justin. How old are you? Good, because it was the sticker said 18, so you got one more year. The sticker said, attention 18-year-olds, please leave home while you know everything. So you got one more year. You'll know everything. No, I'm just picking at you. When I raised my kids, I told them I was not perfect. Still not. I'll tell you that. I am not perfect. But take the good things you see and add to them. And the bad things you see, don't do them. Even David told Solomon when he got ready to build the temple, he said, I can't do it, but take what I've got and you do it. Add to it. So inside of every man's heart, there is a part of that heart that is stony. You receive the word of God. You sit here and say, boy, that sermon was for me. And never do it. never do it. Well, that's going to change my life. And it doesn't last till you get in your car. Stony. And then in verse 7, he said, then some fell among thorns. Lower left side. Thorns. A thorny heart. We're talking about your field this morning. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Choked them. How many like to be choked? Oh, no. No, no, no. You can touch me lots of it. Don't choke me. I get violent if you choke me. But this is what happened. It got them by the throat. Any dog that fights don't bite the other dog by the tail. Bites him by the throat. And the devil wants to get you by the throat. And so yet this is another sort of heart, a thorny heart. And it's the heart that says, yes, I receive instructions. Yes, I receive wisdom. Yes, I receive all these things. And they did receive it. And they did grow. But the Bible says that it was mixed with other seeds. It was mixed with too much world. While church was going on, you was at the worldly things when you should have been at church. And it began to, and that got more important than this. And it choked this out, while that grew. If you're not careful, you know, you plant some trees together, if the one that gets the tallest shades the other one out. And the other one, that one dies. It may have been the first one planted, but it's better grow fast, because if it doesn't grow fast and grow taller, it's not going to get the sunlight. The thorny heart. Good seed fell in a good place, and it grew. And the Bible says it brought forth fruit, but not to perfection. Not edible. Some meekness and kindness and temperance and love and the things, the spirit. Yeah, it had all those things. But it was choked out with hatred and malice and all the worldly things. And the Bible says that it deceives you and makes you think you're living for God. Look, I got fruit. Look. But you never bring it to perfection. You never say, Lord, here it is. This is what you gave me, and now you can take. You know where the next seed comes from? Brother Peter, where's the next seed come from? From the fruit.